here's a story from The World.
Let's turn back to our top story now, the ongoing COVID crisis in India and the potential impact beyond India. Scientists across the globe are now wrestling with variants of the coronavirus and the dangers they pose. Vaughn Cooper is an evolutionary and microbiologist at the University of Pittsburgh who has been sequencing the coronavirus. Vaughn, I want to start by asking about a variant that was recently identified in India, B.1.617. What do we know about it?
Well, we know that it has some similarities to other variants, but it has some unique properties that, you know, allow it to us to define it as a novel variant, and it's clearly more transmissible than some other variants and is spreading, not just in India, but around the world.
Is there a way to describe what kind of threat this variant poses compared to other variants?
It is clearly contagious. So it causes more infections than, say, the original coronavirus that started the whole pandemic. But there's really no evidence that it is more severe in any way, that it causes more severe disease. And there's really no evidence that it is significantly better at evading pre-existing immunity provided by prior infection or vaccines.
Well, knowing that, do we know then to what degree this variant, B.1.617, is behind India's dramatic surge in cases and deaths?
So, unfortunately, we don't. I was just thinking about this problem, and we're still kind of like an early, it's almost like the early hours after an election when we're still looking at returns, and we see, for instance, one county has a large return for one candidate. The surveillance in India is still so spotty, and so it's really unclear whether the surge in cases can be directly tied to this variant. It's certainly one of many types of variants that are contributing to the surge, but really the problem in India is just an enormous population of unvaccinated individuals.
This new variant, it's been identified now in more than 40 countries. Leaders in the UK this week projected that it could become the most dominant strain there. What's been the public health response in the UK, and do you think it's the right approach?
I think the response has been twofold. One, anxiety about a new variant that poses a new threat to the communities, and that in turn motivates more vaccination, which is the solution to this problem. There has been some response that has been raising concerns about travel. And look, the variant is not the concern. The identity of the variant is less of an issue than the frequency of vaccinated people, right? Mm. And also just the force of infection. So the key is to limit infections, and one of the best ways to limit infections is vaccination. If vaccines are going to be hard to come by, and they are, then communities need to be aware and take action towards strategies that are going to limit more transmission, and they are.
So are you saying that the best way to contain a variant is simply vaccine, vaccine, vaccine?
Yeah, and I think that's been truthfully the case ever since vaccines became a reality.
So should we expect more variants? And if so, how concerned should we be?
We should expect more variants. It's a sort of inevitable outcome of evolution, and our goal should be to limit the evolution of the virus by limiting the chances for it to replicate.
Vaughn Cooper is an evolutionary biologist at the University of Pittsburgh who's been sequencing the coronavirus. Thanks a lot, Vaughn.
Thank you.
From PRX.